Someone who addicted the world to caffeine says he's thinking about running for president. Why not? If we can survive a few years with an ignorant but opinionated bully boy, we can elect just about anybody for another few years. Congress is deadlocked and has been for quite a while and will be for a lot longer. The government is running on autopilot now, the perfect metaphor for an automated future. Trump ran multiple bankruptcies on his way to announcing he was the dealmaker of dealmakers. Schultz bought a basketball team and managed to lose the entire franchise when he sold it to an Oklahoma City huckster. Seattle sports jocks will never forgive him, doesn't matter how much they like his coffee. Schultz thought his managerial experience would shine right through in his tenure as head basketball boy. An egotistical rich guy's folly, something akin to thinking real estate deals are primers for world treaties. Still, there are plenty of folks out there in Java land who might think a mocha magnet is worth a shot, or even a double. Me, I'm tired of billionaire politicians. Okay, probably just green with envy. Who wouldn't want to spend his life on cell phones and in meetings strategizing how to get a hotel built in Moscow, or a Starbucks on every corner in Shanghai? If the business of America is selling, these guys ought to be able to run the country like a used car lot in Hoboken, no problem. The trouble is, a lot of government isn't about capitalism. I know, this sounds like heresy in this new gilded age. As executive chairman at Starbucks, Howard Schultz made $18 million in total compensation. Of his total, $807,000 was received as salary, $843,000 received as a bonus, $8 million was received in stock market options. Another $8 million was awarded as stock, and $339,000 came from other types of compensation. This information is according to proxy statements filed by the, for the 2017 fiscal year. But take a look at this, and then what he paid his employees. But then tell me these are the CEOs you want being president or filling cabinet posts. And the last thing I need is a double shot espresso of that right now. And yeah, I know money talks and bullshit walks in corporate America, although lately it seems like both are doing a lot of talking. Personally, I think a politician ought to learn some governing skills. You know, little things like, managing a city or maybe even a state. At least do some time in a legislature and learn the ropes. If all you can show on your resume is your big fat bank account, come on. You wouldn't hire yourself as a barista, and you certainly wouldn't make yourself manager of the joint, even if you are the damn owner.